It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Detective Wally Hendricks with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, and we've got Goldie, and they are part of DontHit.org. This is a program, and you know, Detective Hendricks has come up with this, and they've implemented it, and some of the things that he does is great information. And I'm sad to say that this is the first time that I've heard of this, but I know a lot about it now, and it is a great organization, and it's great to have them being a part of Carbon County. And so we're going to get into this with both of them right now. Detective Hendricks and Goldie, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having us.
So let's dive in with you, Detective Hendricks, first, and talk about the beginnings of DontHit.org and where this all stemmed from.
So the beginnings of DontHit.org started with me as a young law enforcement officer in Duchesne County. And early in my career, I was tasked with dealing with people who had survived intimate crime, so domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and I started noticing a real difference in how those people presented what happened to them versus somebody that had their car stolen or their TV stolen or a battery stolen. And I started finding that these people are coming from a different place when they're talking about being harmed. And I also learned that if I dealt with this person as a peace officer the same way I would deal with you if you had your battery stolen, I was not getting a result. I actually started realizing I was hurting these people. And so over the course of years, I learned how to deal with people in a different way. And I started learning that there's a concept that started developing. It's a thing I call well-meaning harm, right? And here I am supposed to be helping people as a peace officer when I'm actually maybe harming them. And then you get feedback from people who have suffered an intimate harm, and they'd start telling you, I don't know what was worse, what actually happened to me or going through this process, right? And so we can be in the name of helping people, if we're not aware of the reality of what's going on with that person, we can be harmful. So through working with a lot of survivors, a lot of victims, a lot of professionals, therapists and psychiatrists and doctors, I started learning, how can I truly help this person while they're going through the criminal justice process? I started applying that just as in my job. So fast forward 30 years, and now I'm working with Carbon County Sheriff's Office. I've been here 16 or 17 years in the detective office, you know, I'm plugging along. And I get a brand new detective, Detective Travis Henry got assigned to detectives. And so he's learning how to be a detective. Well, soon enough, we start getting victims of sexual assault, child abuse, domestic violence. And he's like observing and watching what's happening. He's like, how are you doing that? What are you doing? I've never seen this before. And that caused me to be conscious of what I was doing. And he demanded I teach him. So I had to take it out of kind of a gut feeling thing over the course of years, started teaching him. And then we realized this way of being with people can be taught. It can be learned. Not only can we help other law enforcement professionals understand this, we can help instinctive support people, moms and dads and friends and coworkers and neighbors, right? One thing we know, if a person shares that they've been harmed in an intimate way, everybody around them acts differently, because you really don't know what to say, right? And we have learned, that's where the name Don't Hit came from, is don't hit by telling somebody they're going to be okay when they see no way in the world they're going to be okay. Or don't be scared. If somebody is scared and you tell them don't be scared, you're meaning well for them. You're trying to help them. But oftentimes people tell us, when somebody I look up to and I respect and I share with them I'm scared and they tell me not to be scared, what I really hear is something's wrong with me. So we've developed programs and lessons and techniques for people to understand how to avoid harm and especially how to avoid well-meaning harm. I want to help you, but I don't know how. And so at the end of the day, well-meaning harm is still harmful, right? And so we developed this program, the way to help people support survivors of intimate harm, help officers learn how to connect more at a human level before they get information, right? And also we want to help and reach out in our community. Detective Henry and I, Travis and I, in dealing with survivors, one of our immediate goals for that person is to get with therapy, right? Get into a therapist and help start resolving some of these things. We found that we have a lot of absolutely fantastic therapists in our community, but they're very busy and they're overwhelmed, and a lot of them don't have the latest up-to-date, evidence-based, trauma-informed training. And so we created a fundraising stream through don'thit.org, or a 501c3 private nonprofit charitable organization. We raise money to actually help therapists pay the tuition and the cost to get qualified to help our victims with specifically emotional psychological trauma. And we've seen that grow in our community now, where our therapists have another tool in their bag. They're reporting to us, they're seeing wonderful results with the people they're working with. We're seeing with that person a marked improvement and progress. And so that is what don'thit.org is about. Let's help Instinctive Supports, moms and dads and uncles and nieces and best friends and sisters and brothers. Let's help them know to help somebody who needs help in the right way. Let's get our community, our therapeutic community, up to date and supported in the modalities they need to best help people in our community, and help law enforcement understand that it's okay to be human with people in order for them to move forward. So that in a really fast kind of framework, that's what happened. And so we started this, and people that we've met and worked with who understand what we're doing are helping us reach out to the community, and pretty excited about it.
And it's great information, and it's somebody, you know, for the most part, in across the country, we talked about this earlier, somebody knows somebody that's gone through something like this.
Absolutely.
They absolutely do. And even as a person or a family member, to have that, as you called it, an extra tool in your bag to help.
Yes.
To understand and figure out and know what is going on and what they're going through is very helpful.
And you know, another thing, I'm glad you brought that up. Say, for instance, I have something happened to me years ago in my life, and I found a way for me personally to move through that and deal with that and get past that. If we're not careful, when I learn of somebody in my intimate circle has suffered a similar harm, if I'm not careful, I might demand they do what I did to get through it. But what if that doesn't work for them?
Right.
Right? Now I have just created a well-meaning harm, haven't I?
You have.
A coping mechanism or a way to deal with something that worked for me doesn't mean it's going to work for my brother, or my son, or my daughter, or my wife, or my best friend at work, right? Those are the things we're interested in helping people understand. We are all individuals. We all perceive the world around us in a very different way. And so if I tell you, just get over it, or just don't talk about it, or just don't do this, or do that, right? Therapy worked for me, so it has to work for you. That is what we talk about when we say well-meaning harm. And that's where the name Don't Hit came up with. If I'm projecting on you to do what worked for me, that could be a hit to you. I mean well. I have your best interest at heart, but at the end of the day, I'm still hitting you to help people understand those realities, right? It's fun to help people realize they can be very helpful in a meaningful way without doing harm.
Okay. I want to get to Goldie here for just a little bit, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back if you guys will hang with us, and then we'll talk to Goldie, and we'll wrap up this interview with Detective Wally Hendricks and Goldie from don'thit.org here on Castle Country Focus. We'll be right back.